Want to have your own business but don't want to start from scratch? Franchising might be the answer you're looking for. Welcome to the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show, the show that brings you thought leaders in business, franchising, and high-performance personal development. Whether you're a buyer, seller, franchisee, franchisor, or consultant, find everything you need to know about franchising right here. Own a business without the pain and financial losses that come with creating it. Find the time, freedom, and financial independence you can have through entrepreneurship. Learn how franchising can help you get there. Listen up and get ready for another episode of The Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.
Welcome to The Level Up Show with Nick Lopez. Today, I am absolutely pleased to have Bob from Benjamin Moore on the show. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nick. Thank you for having me. True pleasure.
Absolutely. Would you mind sharing a little bit about Benjamin Moore and the products that you all offer?
Not at all. Well, I'll start at the very Benjamin Moore was founded in 1883 by two brothers, Robert and Benjamin Moore. And we were founded on the value of creating quality products. And we were fortunate enough to still live by that mantra today. We've really earned it, frankly, because over the decades, we've really manufactured best-in-class products in every category. We're also highly invested in integrity as an organization. We really believed integrity from day one that it was a strong value of our company. And that's something that continues and permeates our company to this very day. And specifically what that means is, it relates to how you treat people. Benjamin Moore at every level with their employees, with their customers, with vendors, suppliers, we want to maintain a high level of integrity. It's one of the things that I think have been most constant in my experience at Benjamin Moore. And I've been here really over 30 years now at Benjamin Moore. We sell two-step distribution. Our products are available only through locally owned independent retailers and hardware stores. And the reason we decided to do that was because we manufacture quality products. That's only part of what people who purchase our products want. They want a quality experience. Generally speaking, when you own a business, you can expect a higher level of service. The owners are more actively involved in selling their products and issues that may come along. And that's worked really well for us. So what we provide through the independent retailer and what we have provided historically really resonates well. And it's really brought us to the point where we are today. We were privately owned up until I think it was 2000. And then we were purchased by the Berkshire Hathaway Company in 2000. For those of you who don't know, Berkshire Hathaway is owned by Warren Buffett. And Warren really valued a lot of the things that we were at the time. And as a result, kind of kept everything in place. It hasn't really been any changes related to how we go to business. Don't expect that is going to change. In fact, he made a point of saying that it won't change. But all the values that we were built on still continue today, even though we were acquired by a new company. We have been known throughout the years as the quality manufacturer of products. We've tried to maintain that standard over the years. When you think about how products are evaluated, you maybe split it in two: application properties, dry film performance. Application properties are all the things that the applicator is concerned with. Does the product go on? Does it cover? Does it go on smoothly? Does it smell? Does it spatter? So we try to manufacture best-in-class products related to those performance characteristics. But dry film performance is what you leave your customer with or what the end result is. And characteristics associated with dry film performance include washability. Does it maintain its color? And we have, frankly, a leg up there because we use waterborne colorants in the vast majority of our products. Waterborne colorants are much more durable. They actually become part of the paint and extremely better at color retention, especially in the exterior. So, yeah, that's a summary of Benjamin Moore and the evolution over the past 120 years or so. More than that, really. Has it been 130 years?
Yeah, being here in Denver, we benefit from that color retention tremendously. We get a lot of sun here in the southwest part of the country. And Benjamin Moore clearly outperforms on the color retention side.
Yeah, and we continue to manufacture new products. Our laboratory is very active. Over the past couple of years, we've got, maybe you've heard of Scuff-X, is a product that's highly resistant to scuffing, as the name would indicate. And really, other products are marketed to be resistant to scuffing, but Scuff-X performs so much better, frankly. We've got a new product coming out. It's called Command. It's a single component waterborne urethane finish, and it's got great adhesion. It has more commercial application, light industrial application. It's a single component acrylic urethane that has really solid adhesion. You can put this on a floor and within 24 hours drive a forklift over it. So we're really excited about the introduction of that product. We're constantly improving our products. We've made some changes recently to some of our front-like products in hide. So we're really excited about what the future holds regarding to related to the products that we sell.
Yeah, our customers love SCUFX. It's been a really practical recommendation. Just like the name implies, it helps minimize scuffing, especially in high traffic areas like a mudroom or hallways.
Yeah, very well received.
It's been an easy product for our VRCs, our visual reality consultants, to recommend to the homeowners that we work with. And it's a creative solution.
Right.
You definitely don't want to apply it throughout a whole house, but in the appropriate rooms, it's definitely a very neat
product. It's great for commercial application. In fact, it was tested at a clothing store in Manhattan, and this clothing store was very highly trafficked, and they used to repaint fitting rooms often, like something ridiculous, like once a week, because of all the scuff, all the activity and the scuffing that is a result. And we tested SCUFX in there, and after 6 months, not one time did it have to be repainted. So it's a great product. It's a winner.
The most definitely. Would you say it is an innovative product?
Yeah, without question. It's got a very unique resin, which, by the way, we do manufacture many of our own resins. That's a little bit unusual for the paint industry. We've got some unique resins. We've always have. I mean, the old, actually, it's not old. It's still in our line. Morguard More Glow formulas are actually Elkid modified acrylics. Frankly, when those came out, no one had those that type of technology. And you get the best of both worlds. You get the benefits of color retention for an acrylic. Those are both exterior products. But yet the benefits of oil in terms of penetration and penetration over moderately prepared surfaces, dust, dirt. And those products are still very popular today. Morguard and More Glow. Morguard, More Glow, More Life.
Most certainly. You were sharing with me a product, and I'm blanking on the name, and it might be a newer product coming out. It's similar to a peel bond, or it is a peel bond primer. It's a version of a peel bond primer.
Yeah, that product is currently in test. It's being tested in, I think it's down in Florida, but we expect to have distribution of that product out with the early part of next year, first quarter next year. So definitely we'll keep you updated on its availability and love to get it in some of your franchisees' hands to test for us and get their opinions.
Yep, our four pillars, quality products, custom results, lasting impressions. And in painting, it's all in the prep, right? Quality is in the prep. And it's not just quality prep, it's also quality prep products. And having that peel bond solution is going to be tremendous. We're most certainly going to recommend it to our homeowners, especially for surfaces that have been weathered, right? They're exposed to the elements, they turn over, the product fails, that substrate is exposed. And as a result, it's not an ideal profile for anything to really adhere. And going back to quality prep and quality products in the coating space, it's all about creating an ideal profile for adhesion, right? Or layman terms, prep.
Right.
And that's twofold. It's the prep and it's the quality of the prep product. So with a surface that needs to be restored, it's not ideal. Having something like a glue or an adhesive primer that is specifically focused for re-adhering, being a Band-Aid, if you will, or an adhesive there to create that ideal profile. Now, when we apply a top coat of the profile that it's going to is ideal for a product. I love to nerd out on coating. But yeah, most certainly, I'm excited for you guys to come out with that product.
Yeah, no, I am too. And you're right. Surface preparation is the most important part of the job. I always like to use the example, because you mentioned profile. You apply paint to a mirror and you apply sheet to a piece of sandpaper, what's going to adhere better? I mean, it's simple. You want to establish that profile. And we do manufacture specialty products too for a variety of different, this would be one of them. And one of the things that I think is where we have an advantage because we sell through independents only, that's a stable platform from which to operate. What I mean by that is the tenure of individuals within those, our retailers, is long-term. So they've built up this huge amount of knowledge throughout the year. And the same is true of our sales force too. I mentioned how good a company Benjamin Moore is to work with. We tend to stay at Benjamin Moore. People tend to stay at Benjamin Moore. So the benefits of that is you build up all this experience, and all of that experience services available to our end users. Whether it's a question over the phone, whether it's job site visit, you've got a technical issue or a question, consider us your partners, because we really are. Like I said earlier, you don't buy a gallon from us unless we solve an issue for you. We want you to be able to rely on us. We know that's part of what you expect. And yeah, it's part of our value proposition. You buy a gallon of paint, if you look at 2 gallons of paint from us versus a competitor, it goes beyond the price of that product. It goes, what other value can we provide you as a painter? Advice or quick response, product with better dry film performance, really better performance attributes all around, our desire to help you with things not related to paint, to help make a stronger business, all that stuff adds to the value of what we provide. The relationships, we value relationships immensely. We've got a lot of strong relationships within the industry. And so do our retailers. We understand our retailers are a huge part in that. A lot of contractors love walking into the retailer stores and saying hello to the guys behind the counter, having a cup of coffee, a donut. I mean, it's just kind of a ritual, kind of old school that way. And for those who don't like that, they just want to get in and out, there's that too.
Yeah, we've greatly benefited from your partnership with Geiries, the local retailer here in Denver. The Geiries family has done a tremendous job of partnering with us and ultimately distributing your product. And I can see firsthand how Benjamin Moore is intentional about the type of owner you partner with, and most importantly, aligning with your values, right? Earlier, you were talking about integrity. RVRCs have worked with the Geiry family in their home. We're actually based out of Greenwood Village, the same city. And so firsthand, having experience working on both sides with the family, a business standpoint, serving them and also them serving us. And so, yeah, what a unique model, right? Partnering with other business owners that are local in their community.
Right. And Moore recognizes that the synergy between our retailers and end users is extremely important. And we rely on the retailer and the contractor for input in really important decisions. And they contribute to that. For example, I mean, I remember Grease played a key role in Benjamin Moore coming out with those little color sample jars that we had. And so they got some great ideas. Contractors as well, getting input on products and product performance. They are directly responsible for us coming out with new products. It's just our way of just trying to be more market-driven. I mean, it's necessary for us to be successful, to be market-driven. Got to listen to what the customer is asking.
Yeah, innovation and adapting. Wow. Not every company, the size and credibility of Benjamin Moore would take that approach. It's really awesome.
Yeah, like I said, it's necessary and we'll continue. We're two owners really in our over 130-year existence. And so we're stable on our end too. And we keep growing. We're fortunate enough to be in a position that we are. We do continue to grow. Our footprint continues to expand. We have more outlets this year than we did at any time in our history. And we've sold more paint this year than at any time in our history. So we've been very fortunate.
Wow. Yeah. And we've been in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that you say that is an incredible statement.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been fortunate, knock on wood, that don't think that we've been hit as hard as some of our competitors have been with supply issues. And that certainly has helped. But even without that, there's a great demand for our products.
I personally started my career in 2008, 2009 of the Great Recession. And I remember the paint space being pretty consistent through that economic recession.
Yeah.
Most certainly a recession-resistant industry.
Yeah, that's certainly true. The industry really doesn't grow like other industries. It's a relatively mature industry. So when you take market share from somebody, when you're growing, you're taking market share from somebody, generally speaking. It's certainly true of the segment that you're in. I'm sure that the pie has increased, but your rapid growth is not just the result of the pie increasing. You're taking business from people that might otherwise get it, other contractors, frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. Providing, really at the core of that, providing clients with a great option in the market, right? Mm-hmm. For us, our niche is custom properties and using high-grade products, much like Benjamin Moore, but providing a tremendous amount of expertise. And in our space, it's really simple, showing up, doing a good job and answering our phone. And doing that for custom property owners and providing them a lot of value for their property beyond just paint, right? We look at a property and all of its substrates is needing to be restored. And so how are we applying a coating system to each surface to protect it and make sure that surface is not depreciating and losing value. Because for the properties that we work for, each surface is very expensive. So that depreciation can be significant. And so we partner with our customers to provide them upfront expertise on, okay, what's the right way to transform and help hedge one of your highest valued assets?
Yeah.
As a result, clients ultimately have options in the market.
Yeah. There is actually a selling process, right? A process you go through to discover what your customers' needs are. That's actually a curriculum we also taught to contractors as well. Again, not mentioning at all Benjamin Moore in the process. Here's the process that you go through to discover what your customers' needs are and match those needs to what you can provide them, which is kind of what you're talking about too.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just fundamental business 101, right? It's how are we communicating to our clients about how we can help them out? And then how do we deliver on that? Right. Mm-hmm. You can get fancy and call it systems and process and everything else, but that clearly creates a consistent result. Ultimately, that's a franchise, right? A process that is worked out to create an experience for the customer that was consistent and reliable. But it's basic. It's showing up, answering our phone, and doing a good job.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, it really is that simple. Call somebody back when they call you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely appreciated our conversation and I thoroughly enjoy our partnership and look forward to the future. Plenty of great things. And if you've watched this show and have enjoyed it as well, please leave a comment, like it, subscribe. But we definitely enjoyed having you. And as always, get Lime.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it very much. Thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day. We'll see you soon. Very soon.
Yep. See ya.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show. Remember, it's never too late to get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you enjoyed today's segment. Catch us again next week and visit limepainting.com for more of the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.